This week on Inside the Pocket, we're going over what we've been up to this past week. We got some NFL, NBA, and some MLB news. We also got a wow story of the week, what we would do if we were president, some conspiracy theories, and our shower talks. Of course, all followed by a beer review. Let's go.
Welcome to Inside the Pocket. It is Austin, and with me, as always, is Gavin.
What's up, guys?
We have some things to talk about this week. I'm going to go ahead and just jump right into it, because sadly, as of right now, we are not millionaires, because we both played the Mega Millions, which is now up over $1 billion.
1.6, I believe, is the projected number for Tuesday.
Which is goddamn wild, and bet your ass I'm going to be playing again this week. And I also played the Powerball, and I got three of the numbers on the Powerball, so I guess that's $7 I can use to put towards.
Now that $3, those three extra plays that you're going to get towards the Mega Millions this week, $7 is about to turn into $1.6 billion.
That would be the shit. That would be nice. I would love to become a billionaire, because we would just probably quit our jobs.
Yeah, a lot of people were talking about, like, if they won that much money, they would just, like, disappear. And, like, I'd be traveling all over. But I don't think our lives would change that much. We'd probably just buy, like, a really nice house. And just decent cars and stuff like that. Nothing even that crazy. And then we would really probably be more busy then than we are now. I would be more stingy with my money than I am now, and basically everything would go towards investments and creating content for people to listen to.
Yeah, I would just go full pledge Inside the Pocket. I'd throw away all my clothes, and I'd buy everything in every color from our website, just so every day I had something of ours to wear.
Yeah, and we would just, there would be shit tons more merch out there that we can invest in. We'd be pumping out way more podcasts. We'd be doing way more video content. We'd be going all over the country talking to different people who have fuck tons of money, finding out what to do with it.
Maybe start deciding to actually blog throughout the day instead of once a month.
Yeah, because we could literally just get up and do that.
Yeah, it'd be nice. So maybe, just maybe, here in the near future, Inside the Pocket will become Inside the Pocket.
Really, if Inside the Pocket wins, everybody's going to win.
Yeah, everyone's going to benefit. They're
just
going to
get so much more entertainment.
Yeah, we'll have, like, little stuff and contests and things for you guys to actually be a part of and, you know, stuff, fun stuff like that. What we're saying is, if you guys happen to win, just give us some of that money so we can go ahead and make our podcast something.
Yeah, and then you'll be accredited, you'll be a lifetime sponsor, and, you know, maybe turn this into something.
Yeah, help us help you.
Yeah. I've been playing some Halo.
Yeah, I think you touched on that a little touch last week.
Yeah. The new COD's out. Apparently it's got some good reviews.
I've heard. I have yet
people
to get around
are enjoying
to
it. I haven't jumped on it, but I actually reinstalled the Master Chief Collection on my Xbox, and God, old Halo shits on new Halo.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know how there could be any debate if you try the games out. Like,
no, the old Halos, they had everything. They literally changed the first-person shooter genre when they originally come out. Like, when Halo 1 came out, wasn't it, like, the best-selling game of all time at the time?
And then Halo 2 came out, just revolutionary.
And it just changed everything. I think we need a game to go backwards in production.
We need to throw it old school.
We've made so many games have so many things you can do. They need to be like, yeah, fuck all that. We're going back to how...
just a classic old-school arena shooter, but with badass graphics. They could even add a couple things, like... if they had, I really just want the mechanics of the old one, even if you had kind of like a little sprint and a clamber and stuff like that, but the little like jetting back and forth and stuff like that, I could do without all that. But there's definitely some newer aspects you could put in, but 343 should really look into some of those old games and think about what they're doing with this Halo 6.
I agree.
So if you have played the new COD, you know, leave a comment or let us know what you think about it.
Yeah, or if you have any opinions on Halos, since we just brought up Halos, what do you think on the debate? Are you more on the newer Halo side or on the older Halo side?
It's getting cold out.
It is. It is getting cold out. It's slowly, slowly turning into actually fall. I'm seeing leaves come off the trees. I'm actually waking up in the morning and having to put a hoodie on.
I don't like it.
Well, why not?
Because I just don't like the cold weather. I don't mind wearing a hoodie. I don't like it to be that cold.
I'm not a big fan.
I don't mind where it's at right now, but I know it's like going in that direction. I'm like,
so you're not even enjoying like the 60s and the 50s?
Yeah. If it was like I knew it was going to stay like this, I'd be like, all right, I could do like 4 or 5 months of this and then it gets warm again. But I know it's just going to eventually be like, fuck, it's cold. And I have to go to Iowa next week, so it's going to be really fucking cold.
Yeah, fuck Iowa.
God damn it. Buy our shit.
Yeah, no, it's definitely getting colder outside. I wish it would stay where it's at right now throughout the year all the time, because I think personally this is the best time. When it ranges from 60 to 40, I think is the best weather, because you can either wear a t-shirt if you're being a little more active for the day, or you can wear a hoodie if you're just going to be lounging, and you can do that for both outside and inside.
I like with the Midwest, you get those couple weeks where literally it jumps dramatically, where in the morning you might even have a little frost on the windshield, you've got to wear a hoodie into work, and then when you come out of work, you're wearing your hoodie, and you're like, motherfucker, yeah, and it's like 80 degrees again. Just those big jumps, but that's how tornadoes happen, and we don't like those.
No, tornadoes are not good for the environment. I had a surprise. Let's talk about, I guess it's kind of environmental. I had a surprise this morning. I had a main water leak explode.
You had a water main break?
Yeah. Is that what you're saying? Yeah, through my apartment complex, and I did not know this. And as most people, when you wake up, you go to the bathroom, am I right?
I mean, I usually do.
I do, too. So I got up, and I went...
We're not most people, though. We're just two guys.
Well, I mean, statistically, 2 out of 2 people here go in the bathroom.
Yeah, out of our test range, yeah. 100% of people go to the bathroom
in the morning. Right, so, when they get as up all of you do, you go to the bathroom in the morning, every single morning. Always. There's not a question. So, everybody does that. So, I go to the bathroom this morning, I take a nice, hefty, healthy shit, which for one is rare for me.
Yeah.
To have a nice, healthy, like, good, just whoop, whoop, we're done. I wipe.
Yeah, your shits are normally, like, just any disease that could possibly come out of your ass. Yeah, it's just water
that's coming out of my ass. And that did not happen. It was a normal...
You usually have a water main break out of your ass.
Yeah. But I had a nice, healthy poop. So I did that, and then I went to go flush my toilet.
Congratulations.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Went to go flush my toilet. Nothing. It just goes... So I hit it like 2 or 3 times, and every time it's just like... Ooh. Ooh. Like it just won't take the water down.
I can just see your toilet like anthropomorphized and just be like... I can't do it.
I can't do it. I'm tired of this shit.
I'm sorry, boss.
But I literally looked at it and went, I go, are you fucking me right now, toilet? So then I take off the top of my toilet and I realize there is no water in the tank of the toilet. I go, oh, easy fix. Gotta put some water in this motherfucker. So I go get a cup, my big ass frosty mug I got from Oktoberfest. I go to turn on my sink. No goddamn water. Makes no noise. Unlike the toilet. The toilet sounded like it made an attempt. The sink, no attempt. Just, that's what I heard. It's exactly what it sounded like. I was like, well, I have no water. My water's shut off. Why is my water shut off? So then I check my bills to see if I paid all my bills. All my bills are paid because I pay that shit on time.
Because we're responsible adults.
And then... I'm like, well, fuck, why is all my water turned off? And I'm about to walk out of my house in rage and go light the main building on fire of this apartment complex. So I open my door and a piece of paper falls and there's 4 jugs of gallons of clean water outside of my door. And the door across from me and the other, every door in the apartment had them. And I pick up the piece of paper. I was the first one to get this, by the way.
I would have started thinking it was the apocalypse or something, like... What is going on? All the water's gone, and we're being given filtered water.
What if it was like Hunger Games, like, we have built a fence around your apartment complex. Survive.
Yeah.
I would have been like, ooh. Well, now that people are still asleep, because
when I looked up, every other door still had their paper in it. So nobody had even opened their door yet. I was the first one. So I opened the door. I read the paper and it said we had a main valve burst, blah, 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 blah. We're not going to have water until Monday. However, if you need to take a shit or take a shower, the main building still has water. So, like, the house area of the complex where, yeah, like, they have the pool and all that stuff, that area still works.
I guess it's on a separate line or something.
I guess. So maybe only half my complex is out of no toilets. But anywho, end all be all, I have shit floating around in my toilet in my house right now that I still have to go home to and attend to. And I bought 3 more gallons of water so I can pour it in both of my tanks and my toilet so I can at least go to the bathroom once or twice within my own home. Because as long as there's water in there, it will force flush itself. But it won't refill itself with water.
Yeah.
So I just have to fix that. So I currently have 4 gallons of water.
You know how mad you were that you didn't have water? Imagine how your toilet felt with just a piece of shit sitting in there and it couldn't do anything about
it. Yeah,
and
it's still in there.
You didn't pour enough water into it?
I didn't have any.
What about all the water you had out in the hallway?
I left it in the hallway.
Why didn't you bring it in?
I brought two of them in, and I put them both in there, and when I flushed it, it only took half of it down. And I didn't want to do it, because I used the other two for the other half, for the other toilet. So I had to stop and get 3 more gallons.
Why didn't you just restrict yourself to one toilet during this?
Because I didn't know! I had went pee, because I woke up at like 7, and I went pee in my one toilet, and flushed it, and it went. But that was it. That's all it could do, was one flush. Then I went back to bed and woke up and I had to take a shit, but I was already in the kitchen making my breakfast, so I went and took a shit in the other bathroom, and that's when I realized there's no water, and it was just a bad time for me, just not a good morning for me, and I made it to football, and good things happened there today for me.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and jump into football. The Colts won a game.
Let's go. We fucking stomped the shit out of the Bills. We came in there with our big dick swinging like we own that locker room because it was at Lucas Oil. So we do. For the first time,
we do own we the showed stadium.
It. For the first time, we showed that that is our house.
I think the Colts definitely had some good karma going their way after an old man kicked some field goals and raised $70,000 for cancer research, only to reveal that it was none other than former Pro Bowl punter Pat McAfee.
Yes, he was there. Cool. It was pretty cool. When I saw the video, I did not know of the ending yet, and I saw it, and I watched it. I was like, man, this little dude's fucking not going to make it.
We need to sign him the fuck up.
Vinny's about to get out of here. Let's fucking throw in this 80-year-old. We like to have old kickers.
As soon as they had him talk, I knew it was
Pat.
Yeah,
as soon as he talked, you said, that's Pat. And I was like, yeah, it is. Once I heard him, you were right. It was Pat. But I'm really proud of the Colts. Like I said before, the Colts defense definitely showed that they're not bad. They came out and they had 5 turnovers.
Colts defense?
Yeah. Colts defense.
They're not bad against the Bills.
Against the Bills, yeah, I know. But they showed that they can be a good defense.
They had 5 turnovers.
They had 5 turnovers. They did what they had to do to a Bills team. They could have easily just let them walk all over them, but they didn't. They didn't let up a touchdown the whole game.
I think it would be hard to let the Bills walk over you at this point in the season.
Bills had a better record than the Colts coming into the game.
True.
So, they could have, but they didn't. So, the defense showed
promise.
It also
helped that LeSean McCoy went out.
Yes, in the first half.
Head injury.
Yeah, first quarter, I actually think, yeah, with a head injury. T's and P's. Yeah, T's and P's. Andrew Luck went ahead and threw for 4 touchdowns, which was awesome. 2 of those connecting to T.Y. Hilton. And it's crazy that our 5'9" receiver is our red zone threat because he's the only motherfucker who can get open when it counts.
It's also crazy that Andrew Luck was able to throw 4 touchdowns in under 200 yards.
Yep, 4 touchdowns in under 200 yards.
Getting the turnover so close to the end zone, he didn't have to go that far.
The fourth quarter, they pulled Andrew Luck, and Jacoby Brissett was able to just kind of let that game go on by. The Colts finally had a running back run for over 120 yards, which might be the first time in years actually, that we had a running back do that, Marlon Mack. I'm not a Marlon Mack fan, personally. I actually kind of shit on him. But also, it's the Bills. Let's remember that. But it also showed that our offensive line can do a little bit of blocking. As long as we can get the blocking downfield that we need, which our receivers were able to do to the Bills' defense, we can have a running game. Now, I need the receivers of the Colts to realize what they saw this week and continue that forward. If they give a little effort past the line for a running back, we will be able to have a running game, and that's going to open up a lot of the passing lanes.
Well, I want to insert a little inside the pocket pro tip.
Pro tip.
Any running back you can pick up in fantasy league that happens to be playing the Bills might be a good play, because their run defense was absolutely terrible. Because even other than Mack, the Colts were bringing up their backup running backs and they were busting 20 and 30 yard runs against them. So the Bills' run defense right now is non-existent.
Also, side note to the pro tip, go ahead and give me that little sound effect one more time.
Inside the pocket pro tip number two.
Go ahead and list the defense facing the Bills' offense that week. Because now, 3 weeks in a row, aside from this week, 3 weeks in a row, the Bills threw a pick six. And then this week, they had five turnovers. So,
and I kind of said this earlier in the season, that the 1 year my play was pick up any defense that was going against the Browns. Yep. This year we're applying it against the Bills.
Correct.
If you were kind of nervous about your defense and you notice that the team that is playing the Bills that week is on the wire, pick them up for that week. Get yourself some points on defense that week.
Yeah.
The Rams defense, insane. They're currently still playing right now, but I tuned into the game before we jumped on here. I'm going to get a quick little update for you, but they're currently playing the 49ers.
Correct.
Who actually had a pretty good showing against the Packers last week, although Aaron Rodgers was able to still pull it out. But the Rams defense right now is just insane. They got 20 points right now. They already have an interception, two forced fumbles, a safety, and a kick block.
Wow. What quarter are we in?
We are currently into the third right now, 22-7 Rams over the 49ers.
Well, that sounds like a pretty much of a gimme game. I'm pretty sure we both picked the Rams to win that game anyhow.
I think we did, so good for us.
Yeah, good for us. I'm going to go ahead and jump into the Browns. The Browns game, it was another close one.
I got to cut you off.
Whoa.
Before we get into that Browns game.
Whoa.
A little bit of news I wanted to touch on. Since we talked about the Colts, we touched on the Cowboys.
No, we didn't.
Well, we just did, because I just said the Cowboys. The Colts, the Cowboys, and the Redskins, who the Cowboys and the Redskins are playing each other. Correct. This week.
And the Colts beat the Redskins.
And the Cowboys beat the Jaguars. Which is not relevant, but...
Right, so the Colts are better than the Jaguars.
Yeah. No, Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Colts, Cowboys, and Redskins are among the three teams currently reported in a potential trade for Amari Cooper with the Oakland Raiders. Cooper, who is currently in concussion protocol, has caught 22 passes for 280 yards and wouldn't mind a change in scenery. The Raiders are, however, requesting a first-round pick in any offer that is presented. Would you like to see the Colts go after him, Austin?
Nope. Not worth it. He's not a first-round pick.
Just pull a wide receiver out of the... If you're going to trade it, why not just pick a wide receiver with that first-round pick? Or running back in your case.
Yeah, whichever the highest prospect is coming into the draft, a first-round receiver or running back is what the Colts need to put on their team. And then the second pick would obviously go to whichever one they didn't pick in the second. And then third round, I believe, they need to get a cornerback. And the rest of the draft can be defensive and offensive line.
Okay.
That's what I think the Colts draft next year should be. One, wide receiver, running back. Two, the opposite of what you got from the first one. Three, cornerback. Four, five, six, seven, all defense and offensive line.
Nice.
Yep, there you go.
Maybe even two cornerbacks.
No, one.
You only need one?
Only need one, because then you can pick one up off in free agency as well. Draft one, new one, pick somebody up who's a veteran off of free agency.
And almost mentor that first one.
Correct.
All right.
But back to this Browns game, another close one. In the fourth quarter, they tie it up to make it 23-23 versus the Bucks. Oh, goddamn, is it Christmas already? We're getting a fourth overtime game for the Browns.
Chandler Cantazaro. Catanzaro. That's a hard name to say.
Catanzaro?
Yeah. You know what else was hard for him? Kicking that game-winning field goal during regulations.
2 seconds left.
2 seconds left. Looked more like Chandler Cantazaro.
Ooh.
Yikes. However, the game goes into OT.
It does go into OT, and both teams get a chance with the ball, with both of them failing to score. The Bucks have the ball to find. All they got to do is kick a field goal. All they do is got to kick a field goal. They win the game. It's looking like it's going to be over. Looks like the Bucks are going to take it, but then James Winston goes ahead and try and throw the ball.
Yikes.
And the Browns intercept it on the 50-yard line. Holy fucking shit, the Browns are going to get another OT win. So it seems, but they go ahead.
But then the universe remembered, this is the Browns.
And they shit the bed, and they go ahead and give the ball back to the Bucks for who, what's his name?
That'd be Chandler Catanzaro.
To go ahead and kick a game-winning field goal to redeem himself for exactly how many yards, Gavin?
That was a 59-yard boomer.
So almost a 60-yard kick after he missed the easy chip shot to win. He still ends up winning the game. Good on him.
Do you think all these teams are blowing these easy regulation field goals just to so fucking crush them in overtime and make them like,
yeah, but
oh
what if
man,
they
we're
lose?
Going overtime. Yeah, but they're not.
Okay, so like the couple of times it works out.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, but still, I got to give credit to him. Good on the Bucks. Good for the kicker. I'm sure your team looked at you when you missed the first one like, fuck you, we hope you die, you're not a football player, you piece of shit. And then he go ahead and kicks a 59-yarder to win the game. They're like, hey, bud, you're fucking MVP this game. Good job. You did it. We won. So
The Bears and Pats had a pretty exciting game. The Patriots were able to outlast the Bears 38-31 after Michael Trubisky throws a bomb, Hail Mary, from the 40-yard line all the way down to the 2, and White is just not able to extend his arms into the end zone as the Patriots' backfield pushes him all the way back to the 5 before the refs finally blow the whistle. What a terrible, terrible way. Not only... It's one thing to throw the Hail Mary and not get the completion. It's another one to throw the Hail Mary and catch it and not get in the fucking end zone.
Yeah, and with Mac in the game and Gronk out, it seemed like on paper that the Bears were going to have a pretty good chance at this game. But you know, with the Pats using the force of magic and their black magic and weird shit that they always do, they tended to keep the beast of the Midwest in lock, and he really didn't have too much of an influence on the game itself. And like you said, the Patriots were able to win. And did you see how many people they had in the back for that Hail Mary?
There was 4 people on the line and everybody else was in the back.
Was that just standing at the touchdown? So I give it to them that they caught the ball. But you got to still give credit to the Patriots defense for wrapping him up that quickly.
Yeah.
When the dude did catch the ball,
turned,
he was so warm.
All he had to do is stick his arm out. But by the time he turned around, if you watch the replay, there's already guys literally just sticking their arms out in front of his. So he couldn't even lift his arms up.
Yeah, people are just grabbing his arm so he couldn't reach. But where did it actually land on, like the 2-yard line?
Yeah, he caught it on the 2-yard line.
Yeah, and he was unable to reach it.
Spin around, just stick your arm out and lean forward, but he couldn't get it done.
So good on the Patriots, I guess, even though I hate to say that. Vikings went ahead and just played super aggressive, and it turned out to be great for them. They went ahead and on fourth down lobbed a 34-yard TD to Robinson. Cousins, risky as shit to be thrown on fourth down.
Yeah,
that
it was
deep.
Just like kind of third period.
Wasn't like,
yeah,
they already had
like,
the lead. It wasn't like a big...
I think it was just one of those things like, fuck it, we're confident.
Yeah, and it turned out to be good for them, and they ended up handling the Jets 37-17.
Yep. The Eagles completely blow the game against Carolina. Wentz, getting ready to march down the field, throws a 60-yard bomb that ends up getting a defensive pass interference call, and then the very next play throws what... potentially was an interception. After review, turns out to not be an interception, so they get a couple more chances. Comes down to 4, and I think it was like 4th down, and they had 3 yards to get the first down, but they were maybe on like the 12-yard line.
Right.
Hikes the ball, has it, and I believe does like a pump fake. And then when he goes to bring it back, somebody knocks the ball out of his hands, because then you just see the ball bobbling around in the line. And then finally one of the Panthers come up with it, and that's the game. And it's like, Why are we trying fancy? Just throw the ball fucking 4 yards and get the first down. You got Zach Ertz, Ashlon Jeffery. You got plenty of people there. You're Carson Wentz. You could probably run 3 fucking yards if you really wanted to. And you guys just bumblefuck the ball.
Yeah, no, it was definitely a disappointing loss for the Eagles, especially when they were coming down like that. To
get a defensive pass interference and for free just get 60 to 65 yards given to you and not win that game is almost inexcusable.
Got to give the Panthers credit, though, for hanging in.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like it because they're in my division, so now both Tampa Bay and Carolina won their games, so that's fucking great. But we'll just have to see.
The London game. Did you watch the London game?
I didn't watch the London game.
I watched parts of it.
Did you?
Yeah. We'll say I did. Okay. So the London game went down really, really, really nitpicking to the wire. It ended 20-19 off of a failed pass from Marcus Mariota in the last seconds of the game in the back of the end zone was dropped. And then Philip Rivers fucking fist pumped so hard it looked like he was fucking about to blow a bicep. The dude was so excited. His face got super fucking red and he ran around the field like a goddamn maniac. It's just nice to see Philip Rivers get excited.
The Jaguars let me down for another week, only scoring 7 points against the Houston Texans, whose defense was just not allowing anything to happen. Blake Bortles ended up getting switched out late in the game for Kessler, who actually didn't do too bad, but he ended up getting sacked 4 times and throwing an interception, but just not the greatest showing for the Jaguars that game as Houston wins 20-7. And then Detroit and Miami actually has a decent game. However, Detroit comes out on top 32-21. I didn't get to see a whole lot of that game, but apparently Johnson, that Kenron.
Kenron Johnson?
Yeah, Kenron Johnson had a great game. 19 rushes for 158 yards and no touchdowns. But he did bust a 71-yard run, which was
pretty crazy. Oh, but it wasn't for a touchdown?
Guess not.
Well, I guess he's not that good then.
Yep.
While we're on the football, I'm going to go ahead and since your Falcons are playing Monday night, I want to go ahead and say, it's a spiffy jersey you got on, bud.
Thanks. I said it at the beginning of the year that this was going to be my dude, and he's been stepping up, so I got myself a nice alternate Ridley jersey on.
Yep, the throwback Ridley jersey. Alternative. It's nice. I like it with your hat. You're like all blacked out. It's real nice.
We're ready for Monday's game.
Hopefully the Giants don't decide to not suck and blow your fucking doors off.
Yeah, right now Atlanta is currently favored by 3.5 points.
Ooh.
So I'm hoping they do that. I feel like it's going to be an offensive showing for both teams.
Yes, that's a game that I would say go ahead and bet the over if you're betting.
Definitely both teams. I mean, the Giants haven't really been displaying their offensive power, but they have the potential. Atlanta has been scoring. Their defense is just half of them are in the hospital.
Right.
So I still think the Falcons are going to win, though.
Yeah, I don't think you guys should really have a problem winning the game. But that's what I'm saying. I would not be surprised to see it be like a 37-35 game.
Yeah.
Like, that's where I see it going.
And because it probably will, because Atlanta likes their games to literally make me sweat until the very end of it.
Right, which is good for you because, you know, you need to lose some weight.
Wow, all right.
I'm going to go ahead and hit you right on your heartstrings.
Well, the other games we got going on right now is New Orleans versus Baltimore and the Cowboys versus the R-Words, as PFT likes to say, because apparently Redskins is racist now, so we can't say it. I'm just going to say Cowboys versus the Indians, although Indians is racist, too.
Yeah, I guess Cowboys should be racist, too. Should white people start being offended when you call us Cowboys?
Just
going
to call it the Stars versus the R-Words.
Stars and R's.
Stars versus the R's. There you go.
Yep.
That's the new name for the Dallas versus Washington game. That's pretty much all I have for NFL.
I did want to touch on that Drew Brees is playing the Ravens, and the Ravens are the only team that Drew Brees has not beaten. So if he wins today, he will have officially beaten every team in the NFL at some point in his career. For those of you who are like, what, Drew Brees beating everybody? He's on the Saints. Yeah, he played for the Chargers when he first got started, for any of you who don't know history of players. So put that in your back pocket for trivia at some point.
All right. We're going to jump over to a little NHL. The Blues picked up their second win Saturday night after giving J-Bo the healthy scratch. A lot of fans wanted to see this happen, as the next thing they were calling for is Yao's job. So I guess he felt like his back was against the wall a little bit, so he decided to scratch him. It's the first time Bo Meester has been designated as an extra skater in his 16-year career. He just hasn't had the speed and urgency, I feel like, for a full game. And it's kind of caused whoever he's paired with to have to pick up his slack, resulting in both players being out of position and a lot of open shots being taken against Allen. However, Saturday night, we did see the team that moved very well. They played as a unit, and they did it for the full length of the game.
And I'll tell you, I didn't see very many Blues players falling throughout the game.
No, that was nice. It's one thing that we've literally been keeping a tally every game of times Blues players just fall
on
over.
Open ice.
Yeah, just fall.
So I believe on the last game we watched, it was five. I think we saw five times where they were just skating and just fell to the ground.
Yep. Turned around, fell over.
Yep. So we keep track on that.
They looked really good. I was nervous going into that game against the Leafs. They've been doing very well, but we stepped up. Everybody improved. We capitalized on scoring.
Ryan O'Reilly finally putting one in the net. Go ahead and getting the new guy a score. That was nice to see. I believe it was assisted by Tarasenko, so that was really nice to see them two kind of meshing together.
Yep, and I don't know if this one adjustment is going to fix everything that the Blues have wrong right now. I feel like they still need to stay on top of everything they need to do to improve. The Blues will be facing Winnipeg Monday, which is always a tough team for us. If we put on a good showing against them, I'll feel like the team will be obviously working towards building these strategies without Bo Meester in the mix. But
who was the guy we brought up? The brand new guy. He scored against the Maple Leafs that took Bo Meester's spot.
Zach Sanford.
Correct. Yeah, he went ahead and tucked one into the net as well against the Leafs. Talking about the Winnipeg Jets coming up, I went to the season opener, which was against the Winnipeg Jets, and we got our asses stomped. So I'm hoping that we go ahead and reverse that and go ahead and stomp their asses on this next game.
We've always struggled against them. They're an incredibly fast team. That'll be definitely a team to put us to the test after this win. We'll just have to see how it goes.
Yep.
I know a lot of people are like bashed on Blue social media and stuff of people like freaking out and it's still early and blah, 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 blah. But like I said, real fans are going to talk shit when their team isn't stepping up. It's not that we don't like the team. It's just that we're saying, hey,
see you win.
Get your fucking head out of your ass. Just like if you do something fucking stupid, I'm going to tell you you did something fucking stupid.
Right. Are we alluding to something that happened last week?
Nope.
All right.
If something did, then take it as you will. NBA.
Real weird.
CP3 and Rajon Rondo go to blows in the LeBron James debut in LA in the fourth quarter of the game. A foul was called, and apparently Rondo spit in the face of Chris Paul, which he has said that this is not true, but this led Paul to kind of just put his hand in Rondo's face, you know, just kind of push him off in the face. Rondo didn't like that as he returned with a haymaker right to fucking Chris Paul's
face. Holy shit, I didn't see
just
this.
Just a wide
hook. Did he make contact?
Oh, yeah, he blasted him in the side of the head, and then it just went into an all-out scuffle. LeBron kind of pulled Chris Paul off to the side. They're pretty good friends. Just kind of pulled him off. The fight led to three ejections, including Brandon Ingram, who kind of ran into the scuffle and just threw some random punches. But it all got broken up and kind of overshadowed LeBron's debut there in L.A., which is a big brawl.
Holy shit, Rondo just fucking throwing haymakers.
Wild left hook just right to
Isn't it weird that like in professional sports, if you decide to punch someone in the face, like you don't get charged with assault?
Yeah,
it's isn't that weird? Like the Andre Johnson, Courtin Flanagan fight that happened like in 2007, maybe whenever that happened. Nobody got in trouble for that when Courtin Flanagan punched Andre Johnson, and then Andre Johnson just threw him about 30 fucking yards because Courtin Flanagan is like 5'4", 120, while Andre Johnson.
But if you're not a pro athlete and you throw a beer on a pro athlete, you're going to jail.
Yep, you're going to get sued. You're going to get in trouble for throwing an object at a sporting event, which apparently is a law.
Yeah.
And also, you're going to look like a fucking douche.
Yeah.
Why were you throwing drinks on the...
I know shit gets, like, wild sometimes when you're just like, motherfucker.
Yeah. If I was a sports player, I think I would have added to it. Like, if that dude would have started throwing his beer at me, I think I would have been like, ha-ha. Like, with my mouth open trying to catch it. Because that would have been so much better on ESPN. Like, when they look at it and they see him throw the beer at you.
Or, like, start doing, like, you're, like, cleaning yourself with it or something. Like, do a little shower.
Yeah, I'd do something like that because now he added to your celebration.
Yeah.
And you're just rubbing it in his face even more. I mean, that's how I would have played it off personally.
Yeah.
Fucking Tyreek Hill.
God, so we're going to talk some baseball.
All right. I don't know anything about baseball.
The Dodgers and the Red Sox are going to meet in the World Series.
Dodge and Sox.
And that's talking baseball.
All right.
All right. Nice. Well, now that we covered all our sports for the week, we're going to go ahead and jump into our segments, starting off with the Wow Story of the Week.
Wow.
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 Ha! Side it.
Why are we laughing?
Don't know.
It's because all those goofy clouds, bro.
Don't know why we're laughing, but I know why we're vaping. That's because we got the best shit in town at the Vapor Store located in Lake St. Louis, off Lake St. Louis Boulevard.
Boulevard. Okay, or you could go ahead and head down to Mexico Road at O'Fallon, right next to the Quick Trip. There's also another location right there. Go ahead and go into those stores and let them know that Inside the Pocket sent you boys to get your vaping materials, your tanks, your coils, your boxes, your juices, everything you want for your heart's content to go ahead and keep that vaping rolling, boys.
You know what that mispronunciation of Boulevard made me think of?
What?
The Zords from Power Rangers, and that's what you feel like you're in when you're in there, because you're like, God, there's so much badass shit
there's
in here.
There's so much fucking cool shit.
Yeah, there's so much badass mods, tanks, coils, the juices, the fucking battery packs, the chargers, whatever the fuck you need, they're going to give it to you.
Yeah, at a decent price.
And they're going to make you feel like a good person for being
there. Yeah.
So you should go there. Tell them Inside the Pocket sent you while you're there.
Yeah, let them know. Let them know that our boys are coming in real tight for them.
Yeah, maybe you could tell them about the story we're about to tell you. Austin, yeah. What do you got for a wild story?
Well, my wild story is Canada, because Canada went ahead and legalized weed.
Which, so you know they got some goofy clouds.
They got goofy clouds all up over there. People thought there was going to be a huge cloud coverage coming in from the north, but it was really just Canada toking the shit out of Canada, because they ran out of weed in the first day of legalization. And every place,
no more weed in Canada.
No more weed. They had it for a day. They ran through that shit. They're out.
You know what else they did already? What? Paid off their national debt.
God damn. Did they really?
Yeah.
Wow. One day they paid off their national debt with the legalization of weed. Trump.
I feel like we owe a lot more money than Canada did, though.
Sure. Sure, we do. But go ahead and legalize weed everywhere, because we can start go ahead and attacking that. You know what? I'm changing my if I were president. If I was president, I would go ahead and legalize weed, and I would use the funding for legalizing weed to pay off the deficit in America.
Let's talk about that when we get to the segment, because this is a wild story, not if I were president.
Oh, shit.
Stay tuned for more.
Yeah, I'll say that again later.
All right, well, my wild story involves some burgers, because I'm a fat guy.
Burgers, okay.
Halloween's around the corner.
That it is.
Burger King has a new spooky sandwich.
Spooky.
The Nightmare King. And it just may give you nightmares, according to studies.
What?
No sweet dreams here, as Burger King's newest Halloween menu item will literally give you nightmares. The Nightmare King sandwich is a special edition entree to get you into the spooky spirit. It features a quarter pound of savory flame-grilled beef, white meat, crispy chicken filet, some melted American cheese, some thick-cut bacon, creamy mayonnaise, and onions, all between a glazed green sesame seed bun. Burger King says that they partnered with the Paramount Trials and Florida Sleep and Neurodiagnostic Services and Gold Forest Inc. to look into the effects of this nightmarish meal. And apparently a study including 100 participants, which is way more than we include in our studies. We normally just do two people. This was over a 10-night span. And after eating the Nightmare King, found an incident where nightmares increased by 3.5 times among participants.
Do you think that that was just in their head, though?
Like the placebo effect or something?
Yeah. Hey, this might give you nightmares.
Do you think they told them that? I imagine they'd be like, eat the sandwich and go to bed, you fat bitch. And then they're like, fuck, all right. And then they all had nightmares.
Huh.
Apparently, they're not citing exactly why these sandwiches seem to trigger more nightmares. I feel like this is going to lead to a zombie apocalypse.
There's drugs
like,
in the buns. Are you fucking, they're green buns? They're fucking, they're
putting
shit in
sleep.org, food can trigger bad dreams. One article in a physiological journal also noted the connection between food and dreams, though nothing that drew a strong conclusion.
So wait, is this out right now?
October 22nd, it comes out.
Okay, because I'm going to go get one. Yeah, I was literally about when we finished, I was going to go get one.
No, we'll have to wait a little bit.
Okay.
What's the date today?
The 20th.
20th?
21st. Comes out tomorrow.
Oh, so when you hear this, you can actually, once you're done listening to this, you can go out and get yourself one of these burgers and let us know if you have a nightmare that night.
Yeah, and also go ahead and take a picture of it and hit us up on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook and let us know that you went ahead and bought yourself a Nightmare King.
Because I feel like a lot of you are liars.
Yeah, I think all of you are liars, actually.
Yeah, so go buy some sandwiches. And then when you have a nightmare and you need to feel good, just jump on InsideThePocketPodcast.com and buy some farm merch. It'll make you feel a lot better.
Yeah, it will. And maybe we'll do a segment called The Nightmares We Heard Of. And if you guys go ahead and tell us about nightmares, we'll talk about them.
We'll talk about some
probably
nightmares.
Probably not. We probably
nightmare,
won't.
Nightmare, nightmare,
nightmare. That's one of my favorite scenes ever.
So,
okay.
We may have just cured your retardation.
Possibly.
All right, Austin, we're going to jump into the next segment.
Is it If I Were President?
You know it. If I was president, I'd get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday. If I was president, All right, Austin, if you were president, why don't you fill us in on our never-before-heard take on what you would do if you were president?
Well, if I was president, Gavin, if I was leader of this good nation that we call America.
Great. Correction.
We have people all over this freaking country that like to kill animals, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Like hunting. I'm not saying we're beating dogs to
death. We probably got people that like to do that too, though.
True, we probably do, but let's go ahead and just, let's not think about those guys. Let's think about the ones who hunt. They hunt to make meals. They hunt for their family. But there's also those who hunt for sport.
Yeah.
And they hunt to get things mounted, and they just blah, 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 blah. They just want to kill them and have the experience. Well, people always seem to get outraged with the fact that people do that. So to combat it, if you are somebody who wants to hunt for sport, I'm going to go ahead and open up a charity donation foundation. You like that shit?
Yeah.
And what we're going to do is when you kill for sport and you want to get your animals mounted, donate all the meats from your animals to go to a charity for feeding the homeless.
Hunting for the hungry.
Hunting for the hungry. There you go. Hunting for the hungry. So for those who want to go ahead and just be a sport killer, you can go ahead and do that. But I'm making this charity so we can go ahead and kind of combat the hunger that we have with our homeless. So that was my idea before we went ahead and talked about Canada legalizing weed, and they went ahead and paid off their national deficit.
So fuck feeding those homeless people.
So yeah, fuck those homeless people.
We're selling weed.
We're selling weed. I don't give a shit about homeless people anymore.
We're going to fix the national debt, and then with the money that we have from that, then we'll set this thing
up. Yeah, then we'll do the charity. Legalize weed. Let people start getting weed. Let's start getting high, and then we can start killing for sport after that and start feeding the homeless people.
And we're all going to need a little more food because we're all going to be hungry.
Yep, we're going to have a lot of munchies.
All right. Well, if I were president, I would rework the education system a little bit to help guide people towards what they actually want to do come high school. Up until high school, everything's still going to be the basic knowledge shit that you need to learn. I'd maybe even add a little more early on. And after that, I would start making certain classes mandatory while getting rid of some of the needless classes. Like, we don't all need to know how to do trigger anatomy, but there should be some on how to cook, do your taxes, dealing with contracts, loans, refi, just shit like that.
I think they should have like classes for like basic car things, like changing a tire, doing your oil.
Just life.
Yeah,
just the class of life.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll learn a lot more shit that's actually applicable to being a successful person in general and not wasting time on a bunch of other dumb shit. Because typical life tasks are taught in school, but they don't force the kids to take them, but they force kids to take a lot of other dumb
like
bullshit.
Calculus.
Yeah.
Like, none of us are going to use calculus unless we become, like, super geniuses.
Yeah. Even other things like audio technical shit, like setting up podcasts and stuff like that, because then you wouldn't have needed me, but I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got that.
So we would do some things if we were president.
We'd have the things that we were going to do be done.
All right. We're going to go ahead and jump into a little bit more questionable things with some conspiracy theories. Awesome. What the fuck is your conspiracy?
Holy shit. That came off aggressive. My conspiracy theory is that my apartment complex is actually trying to forcefully make me leave my complex. It is fucked up. Those motherfuckers shut off my goddamn water. I don't think there's a water main break, and I think I'm the only person who doesn't have water, because when I came out to check my door to see if I had anything wrong and looking for a piece of paper and some gallons of water outside of my door, mine was the only one that got opened. I think they planted the rest of them to make me think that the other people did have it, but they don't.
You should start stealing other people's water.
You think? Like, just take everyone's paper and steal all the water.
So is it really stealing?
Probably not. Probably not. I think I'm going to do that. If I go home and any of those jugs are out, I'm actually going to drive around the complex and grab every gallon of water from all the ones that are there, and I think I'm just going to go up to the office and pour them out in front of their doors.
Get me my water.
I want my water.
I'm going nowhere.
Yeah, so I think they just
want
me.
I'm not going to live here 10 years longer.
Yeah, I'm going to purpose, and I'm not paying rent. I'm not. I'm just literally going to set up a tent. I'm just going to shit in your roads.
I have bombs placed all around this complex, and if you ever try to evict me, I'll just blow this place up.
Yeah, so we'll see how far they go against me. I'm willing to go to a level of crazy that they're not ready to go to.
Yeah.
So if I don't have water on by Monday, someone's dying.
Stay tuned. Watch your local news. Stay tuned. You might be my next wild story.
I might. I just might. But Gavin, what kind of conspiracy did you conjure up?
So, we've all heard of the multiverse.
Sure.
Popular in the DC canon.
Sure.
Also popular in shows like Man in the High Castle. There's Rick basically, and Morty. Yeah, worlds just like ours, just maybe slightly minor different differences and stuff like that. Well, we get a lot of people just in our own universe.
Sure.
And there may be other Earths within our universe.
Okay.
Or just on our own Earth. Doesn't have to be. But I feel like somewhere, maybe in like China.
Okay.
There's basically a version of two people that are just like you and I that might be doing everything day to day identical to us.
But in a different fashion. So like when we go to 109, they go to a bar called 901.
Yeah. And then they go home and do a podcast called
Pockets of the Inside.
No, there's Inside the Pocket. Theirs would be like Outside the Bucket.
Maybe.
And they talk about rugby.
Do you think that there's a universe where me and you were just flipped?
Maybe.
Like our consciousness are just in each other's bodies?
But we'd still be very similar.
Right.
We're all pretty close.
Right. But I don't know. It'd just be weird being 4 inches shorter.
Yeah, but even just imagine on Earth, like, the same person day to day is doing, like, the identical same shit as you, just in their own area.
Okay, I get that. So what is the conspiracy theory? Thinking that there is people
like that, yeah,
somewhere doing exactly what we do? Well, I'm sure that happens on multiple occasions, because a lot of people have the same jobs.
Yeah.
If you're in the same age range, you guys probably do the same shit every day. I think you have thousands of people who do the same stuff you do every day. Like, I know there's plenty of people who lay floors that are roughly my age. They go home and do nothing and hate their lives, just like what I do.
But every little thing, like, you think there was somebody else that woke up today somewhere in the world and took a shit in their toilet, and then the water main broke and they couldn't flush it, so then they went to the bar and told their brother and friends about it and sat there and watched sports for a while and then went to his house and drank a beer and did a podcast? I bet there are.
You think? You think it's that specific? You think there's
so.
And then in that context, that means they would be having this conversation as well,
exactly.
Right now.
Somebody somewhere on Earth is wondering the same thing. because look at how many times we've even said stuff that, although they're way more popular, but like your big color conspiracy. Yeah. Not long after that, Pat and all of them were talking about that.
They
on did. The Pat
they
McAfee
literally
show.
Hit the exact same one.
Yeah, it like, and that's something I've only heard you and I talk about, that conspiracy, and theirs was like identical to what we talk about.
Yeah,
where it's like, you know, that color is blue, and we both agree it's blue. But to you, it might look green, and to me, it might look red. But our whole lives, we've been told that color is blue. So we just are in agreement that that's blue, but we see it completely different. Yeah. The colors that we
identify the color as the same color, even though through each perspective, it's actually a different color.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that's why I think probably somewhere out there, there's people that literally their day, and maybe not every day, but I feel like even just here on one Earth, definitely in the multiverse, but I think just on Earth somewhere, there's somebody whose day is scarily similar, like detail to detail is what you're experiencing.
That's weird to think about. I'd like to meet that kid because I'd want to know if he wants to kill himself too, but doesn't because we're lazy.
Exactly.
I'd want to know that. I'd want to know. I want to find him.
And then it makes you start thinking, like, every time you say anything, somebody's saying that, and they even just make the same pauses. And then, like, are trying to throw off the other person that might be doing exactly what they are, but they're doing it too.
So, like, if I were going to ask you a question, that would mean I just don't. Like that.
Yeah, but that guy did it too, thinking he was throwing you off.
Right, right, right. So we both stopped and didn't finish by saying finish.
Yeah.
Huh.
And then the other person, like, they might be talking, and then, you know, I'm not saying it would get that, but it might even be scary where the person with them is having the identical day as me.
Oh, right.
To where, like, you could be talking, and then they do something.
Right.
Nightmare, nightmare, nightmare.
And then it's got to be exactly the same.
Yeah.
Huh. God, I have to say I doubt it. That kind of, like, it hits in my mind. It makes me think of the one thing. I'm trying to remember what it is. It's a website that a guy made, and it generates every possible sentence that can be made. He put all the words in the English dictionary on the website and said, randomly generate every sentence you can come up with using all the words in the dictionary. So then he would technically...
But how did he tell that program what, like, logical sentences were?
He'd probably use, like, any type of word programming, like a Microsoft Word, like, to show what a proper sentence is. He'd probably do it into something like that.
Because I would think it would have stuff like zebra been to store 7, like, it, and then it would think.
And he might have even done that. He might even said, do any random.
Any accumulation of words that can be had.
Because then he would then have every possible sentence that could ever be said. So, like, if that's the case, he could read through it. I know. He could then read through it and just see if it makes a funny joke about something somewhere. Or see if it...
Oh, yeah.
He could
somewhere along the line, there would have to be logical stories. Yes. Like, tell every story that's ever been told.
Yes.
Ooh.
I was reading it somewhere that a dude is doing that. He literally had programmed a computer to do
it. So it's like the pie machine, but with words.
Yes. And he's coming up with every possible... And he even says, he's like, as of today, there's probably nothing that any logical person could say that I don't already know. This is because from what I've made.
What's that dude do? Just sit there and read everything this thing fucking spits out?
I guess. Like, they were literally.
How does he sustain himself?
They were literally talking about it, and they're like, so it has every written thing ever. And he goes, yeah, like, I could look up right now and find this conversation word for word. I could find every sentence that we say in this conversation.
Now, it might not all be in the same
right,
order,
but
somewhere
it. He
in
he could
it.
Find every sentence we're saying right now. It's like if I said, I fucking hate Jews, but I don't really hate Jews. I was just born up in a community that didn't really like Jews, and then I grew up and I decided to take over the world. My name is Hitler. He's got that. He's got it in a book somewhere. On his computer, where it says that. Because it is it's a possible sentence, multiple sentences made. He could just piece them all together.
And if it said, like, chitty chitty bang 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 my mom on the Louisiana state line, Roseanne Barr, kookaburra sits in the old gum tree, somewhere it says that.
Yep, somewhere it says that.
It's very interesting.
It is. Like, it's just a weird thing that you're just like, is that even, like, why? Like, what you said, that's why it made me think of it. Like, I would never think that there's somebody else somewhere in the world doing exactly what I'm doing to a T.
But the wild thing is, I just said that, so it's something somebody would say.
Yeah.
It's been exactly said.
And this dude already has it set. He already knows it could be set because he's already tested it. So us saying this now isn't even a testament to what it is because he already knew it could happen. Huh. Fucking wild, isn't it?
It is wild. Be wild to read it and actually find, like, stories that it came up with.
Right. I wonder if it predicts things.
Ooh.
It would have to, because they would be sentences.
But that's the wild thing with, like, sentences and stuff is, like, there's names of people that haven't been born yet. So how is it, like, there could be, like, a 5-year-old right now that grows up to be the next Hitler and that doesn't necessarily know what's going to be. But think of all the things that would be said about that kid that won't be said until he becomes that person.
So, and it probably already has it written down. That
name in there.
Probably.
So, yeah, then it would have. It
probably has a coex of names. It might not have every name possible, but it probably has, I'd say, like, millions of names in the coex, or are names even in the dictionary because they're pronouns, right?
Yeah, so it couldn't possibly say any names, so how could it say any sentence?
Well, not every sentence contains a name.
Yeah, but there are sentences that contain names, so that can't be every sentence.
So maybe he programmed names into it too. Like, he had to, like, take a list of, like, let's say, like, the top.
See, the crazy thing is he would have had to do numbers too, because a lot of sentences will just be about math.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll do a little bit more research. I'll touch on this next episode.
That can be another conspiracy theory.
I'll find out what that. I'll look that up again. I'll read more into it because I know that's a thing that I've seen. But I think the last time I saw it, I was like a sophomore in high school. So yeah. It's been a long time since I saw it. So I'll look it up and I'll find out what it is.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and jump into our last segment, which is some shower thoughts. Shower thoughts. All right, so for our shower thoughts this week that we got off of Reddit, I'm going to start you off with this one, Austin.
Okay.
Old MacDonald had a farm.
E-I-E-I-O.
Had a farm. No one ever talks about what happened. Did Old MacDonald lose the farm?
Oh, shit.
Did the farm burn to the ground with all the animals? Was it repossessed?
Was it before the flood?
Somebody needs to look into what happened to poor old MacDonald's farm.
I think it turned into old MacDonald's restaurant. And they just slaughtered his animals for food.
But this is MacDonald, not MacDonald. Old MacDonald.
See, I always read it as MacDonald.
Old MacDonald had a farm. If you look up.
Is that where MacDonald's got its name?
I don't think so. I think it was from people named MacDonald.
Did they get their name from MacDonald?
No, it's two different names. Fucking motherfucker.
Well, I'm just trying to piece them together.
You should be worrying about old MacDonald right now.
Okay.
We need to find out what happened to his farm.
Do you think there was an actual farm? Like, do you think that's based off of a real place?
I think so.
I think we should look up where MacDonald's farm was, and maybe we'll find the answers there.
All right, we're going to look it up.
Okay.
Next one. You're going to like this one.
Okay.
You know, ever heard of Murphy's Law?
I have.
What is it?
I don't know.
It's anything and everything that could go wrong will go wrong.
I actually didn't know that.
Okay. So if that is correct, if Murphy's Law is indeed correct, being born and living is the worst thing that could happen to us.
He's not wrong. Now, you've heard of Murphy's Law. Have you ever heard of Cole's Law?
Yes, I have. It's very delicious.
It is good.
Hope you guys like that one. Dysentery is both figuratively and literally the shittiest way to die.
Wow. That's just a literal wordplay. I like that. I enjoy that a lot.
Yeah.
Right now, my apartment is covered in dysentery. Really am not excited to go.
Your toilet is currently dying of dysentery.
Yeah.
The good feeling you get from listening to a sad song when you're feeling down has the same applicability as a double negative in math. You feel sad, you listen to a sad song, makes you feel better. A negative and a negative creates positive.
Yeah, but I don't think that's how that works. I think if you're sad and you listen to sad music, it makes you more sad.
I don't think so. It usually kind of like soothed me. Like, oh, other people have shitty lives too. That's good.
No, that's not. I just go, yep, this song is reflecting on me and I need to die. It's kind of how I look at it, because being born's the shittiest thing that can happen to you. And let's keep it on the shittiest subjects. Maybe I'll die of dysentery.
Yeah.
And then if it doesn't happen, I guess end of the day, I'll just listen to sad music.
There you go. This is one I saw, considering that the lottery is now going to be at $1.6 billion. If one person won that lottery, taxes and the lump sum removed.
Sure.
Placing their winnings in a CD yielding 2% annually, they would earn $32 million a year without having to take a single risk.
So that's what we're going to do.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, even with not the billion, but like take the taxes and stuff out, we're still going to have pretty high millions. So maybe we'll only make, I don't know.
That, or you take like half of the overall, put it in that, then you're still making $16 million annually, and the rest of it you invest in other things. You got to diversify.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of things you can do.
You know. Let's see. Those are all the ones I really wrote down, but we're going to go ahead and jump on Reddit here and see if we can't find any else that are pretty good. You know there's a problem with the food industry when they advertise ingredients as being real. Like, that's not expected.
Yeah, and I've actually seen things like that when it says 100% real beef. It makes me more apt to try not real beef. Like, when I see it, I'm like, I kind of wonder what the fake one tastes like. Yeah, like, I'm not interested in that.
I want to see how good the fake shit is.
I'm not interested in the real one once you tell me it's real.
Yeah. A blink is a teeny tiny clap for your face. So even if nobody else is cheering for you, your eyelids are.
Okay. That's almost sad, but all right.
This one caught my eye because it has the office.
Wait. If you butterfly kiss someone, then are you just slapping them in the face with your eyes?
It's a slap fight. Slap boxing. So I'm going to start calling that when people are giving butterfly kisses. Be like, they're slap boxing.
Okay. Slap boxing is what I call it when I high five a girl's puss.
I do that after every time I have sex. I just slap right on like a good game. The plot of The Office is extremely creepy. A failing and mildly corrupted corporation hires a camera crew to film and watch everyday office workers during work hours and half the time without their knowledge or consent.
Huh. I guess.
I still think.
If you work in an office and they say, hey, we're going to have a video crew in here all the time, I would love that. I would love it if I went into work and go, hey, we're videotaping everything we're doing here.
I still think like you can make a really good TV show like The Office and call it Construction.
Yep. I've said that so many times.
Yeah. You could have like, it could be them just like, you could basically simplify it a lot to where it wasn't really like everyday construction.
Right.
But you could have like, say, we're a company and we have like a couple electricians and then some floor layers and carpenters and painters and blah, blah, blah. And it could all be just like different job sites that they go on and dealing with different problems.
Or you could just follow like one specific trade and have them deal with other trades who are there. I mean, you would have to make the cast like, you know, but you could have it where like a couple dudes.
You could call it the carpenters and be about carpenters.
I guess you could do that.
Pretty general construction thing. And they could deal with all the other trades.
Right. I'm on board with that.
Yeah. Some 12-year-old out there has the birthday 060606.
So does that mean we kill everyone born on 060606?
Yeah, every 12-year-old right now we should probably just take out.
Wait, how old was Jesus when they tried to kill him?
Like when they crucified him?
When they made him leave Jerusalem, whenever they were gonna come kill him, when he was still a child.
I don't know.
Was he 12?
I don't know.
When they made him leave because they were gonna kill all the firstborns, and Jesus was
the Passover.
That might have been what it was. Was he 12 when that happened?
I don't know. I don't think the Passover happened while Jesus was still a kid. I'm not that versed.
I know he became a teacher at 12.
Yeah. All right, so here's what I found. It says that Luke indicated that Jesus ventured beyond this village at least once, referring to Nazareth when he was 12 years old. So he traveled with his parents, family, and friends to the holy city of Jerusalem. However, the Gospels, as noted above, are silent on what happened next, except that Jesus went down with Joseph and Mary and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. So now that these kids are 12 years old, are they going to be taking an unholy journey to learn from Satan and be the fucking Antichrist?
Right. It's the opposite effect. So when he was 12, he left with his parents to go do things and enlightened him on God and like the good things. However, it's that he went down with Mary and Joseph. Jesus doing some fucking?
You're asking if Jesus went down on his mom and dad?
Yeah.
Is Mary and Joseph were the first religious pedophiles.
Is incest wincest in Jesus's timeline?
In the name of God.
Incest in the name of God.
I don't know. That gets a little weird.
That is a little weird.
But yeah, so basically you should just kill all the 12-year-olds.
Yeah, just kill all the 12-year-olds.
It's you know, the safe thing to do.
It's smart.
Store employees are the physical equivalent of pop-ups when you're browsing.
I guess, except sometimes you need store employees. Like, you want them.
True.
You never really want
sometimes,
pop-ups.
Well, sometimes you'll see a little ad and like it and click on it, but...
Yeah, but pop-ups are not ads.
I don't really get pop-ups anymore.
Yeah, I think we've kind of dealt away with them.
Yeah.
But I think ad would be a better... push there, not pop-ups.
You ever played a video game that allowed fast travel?
Yes.
You know how it'll tell you can't do it if there's enemies nearby?
Yeah.
Maybe the reason we can't fast travel in real life is because there's always enemies nearby.
Well, you can always travel the fastest and just kill yourself.
All right, last one I got here. You ever seen a Big Hero movie?
I've seen movies with big heroes, yeah.
Yeah. You ever notice they never fucking plug the USB in wrong the first time?
What?
Like, you know, when there's a movie and there's a hero and it involves something with like a computer or something, they're fucking around with a little USB drive. They never fucking accidentally put it in wrong the first time. Like 50% of the time you put it in wrong the first time. They're always just like...
How many cuts do you think they've had to do, like, in movies for that?
I don't know. Like, make sure you're holding it the right way.
They need to leave that in. Oh, fuck. And then flip it over. Yeah. They need to leave that in.
I need to write that into our movie section, which, speaking of...
Yeah.
We're going to be introducing a new segment soon where we basically write small little movies how they would actually probably happen in real life. So it would be like a big action movie, but it only lasts about 20 minutes because... Most of the time, those people would just get fucking killed.
Yeah. That, or if we just have a plot of a movie, of an idea that we want to express, maybe we haven't written it out or anything, but like if you just have a good idea for a movie and you don't know where to go on with that, we'll talk about that. Just
explain it.
Yeah.
And or maybe, take a movie and basically explain how it would really go.
Yeah. So we might take actual titles that are actually out and we will kind of change the actions of the actual movie to fit more of a realistic caricature.
Yeah.
So, there's three options in it. All three of them are fair game. That'll be coming out soon. I don't know if we're going to do it in our next one or if we're going to give it a couple weeks.
Toss
so
some
we can,
ideas around.
Yeah, we're coming up with some now. We just didn't have anything.
Don't fucking rush us.
Yeah, we don't. We're doing this for you.
Fuck you guys.
God damn it.
But we love you guys and we appreciate you listening.
Yeah, no, I'm really, really glad you're here. Go ahead and buy some stuff at the store.
Yeah, so we're going to jump into our beer review and buy our shit. I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. As always, our beer reviews are brought to you by Barrel's Tap House and Grill in Old Fallon, Missouri, at the corner of Highway K and Highway N. 109 beers on tap, amazing food, amazing people. Catch all your NFL, NHL, and MLB games. Soon to be the NASCAR races. We don't really care about that, but hey, if you're into racing, be sure and check it out. They got some amazing people there, and tell them Inside the Pocket sent you, and they're going to give you some sweet deals.
Yeah, they're wonderful people. So,
awesome. What beer are we reviewing today?
Today we're doing the Samuel Adams Cherry Wheat. It is a crisp and slightly sweet wheat beer. It has a 5.3% alcohol percentage.
It's brewed and bottled by the Boston Beer Company.
That it is. I will say it does have a very Boston-y look, much like most Samuel Adams do. It has, like, the standard type of label on it. The cherry wheat. I like Samuel Adams beers in general, normally. And I'm a fan of this one as well. I like this one quite a bit. Standard bottle, so nothing too, like, fancy or anything jumping out from it. But it just sounded good. A cherry wheat sounded like a good... It's coming into fall. We're moving into winter. It seems like a good flavor to have right now. And I gotta say, from I'd say the last four reviews we have,
shit beers,
this is the best one.
Oh yeah, by far.
out of the last four, this one's shitting on all of them.
We actually had multiple beers, so
yeah,
that goes a long way.
Yeah, I don't think we've had multiple beers since like our I don't know, maybe like the episode 8 might have been the last one we had, like 3 or 4.
That's a lot. I don't think it was that many.
Really?
I mean, this is episode 22.
I know, but where we had multiple throughout the thing, normally we'd had the one, and then we had one while doing the review.
Yeah.
We have now had two during it.
I think it's been at least a couple months, so like 8 episodes.
8 episodes, maybe. Maybe I'm overselling it. I don't know.
But it's been a while since we've had one. We can enjoy the entire podcast.
Yeah, and this one is good. It's made with real cherries.
You so get a big bunch nice. Of cherries on the front with some clouds and the traditional Samuel Adams labeling.
Yep.
Bright red jumps out at you.
I always like their beers because it's got the, like their bottled beers because it's got the
Samuel Adams script on it.
Yeah, the Samuel Adams script on it on the top. I like that. Other than that, I'm ready to give it my actual number review.
Did you tell them the alcohol percentage?
Yeah, it's 5.3.
Nice.
Yep, I already hit on that, so it's a little bit over your standard domestics, which are normally between 4.8 and 5.
All right, Austin, what are you giving this one for a review?
I'm giving this one a 6.8.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm pretty happy with this one.
I enjoy it. The only thing, though, I knocked it a little bit at first, but when I first started drinking it, it does have a very strong cherry aftertaste, and it almost reminded me of, like, cherry medicine.
Oh.
And I don't like to think about medicine when I'm drinking my beer.
You know what it made me think of?
What's that?
Was fucking, God damn it.
Made me think of, like, cherry Robitussin.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what... It's a specific cherry flavor. I'm trying to think of what candy it is. Oh, you know what? It's like whenever you have the actual chocolate strawberries and you eat the chocolate off of it, so it like has that weird, gives the weird flavor to the strawberry since there's chocolate mixed in.
Yeah.
That, you know that taste? Where it's you not mean just
cherry?
Cherry. Where it's not standard just cherry, but that chocolate kind of gives it like the weird taste. Or
even like the milky strawberry stuff.
Yeah, that's in like there in with the it. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. With the chocolates like in the heart boxes.
Yep.
And you have the
chocolate covered cherry.
Yes, that's what that tastes like. It's
like the little like cherry residue that's in there.
Yes, that's what it reminds me of. That's the specific cherry taste I get out of
this. This hit me with the little medicine taste, so I knocked it a little bit. But after I had the second one, that flavor died down a little bit, and it was a lot more enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna hit it with a 6.4.
Oh, all
so
right.
Still a very good beer.
So still in the sixes. We're hitting right around 6.6. A lot of sixes in this podcast. I'm talking about six a lot.
Might have to be episode 22. Six?
Six times six.
I don't know. We'll come up with something.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Number six will be in there. All right, guys. Hope you guys have a good week. Talk to you later.
Yeet!
Nightmare. Inside the pocket of a clown.